home from iniquity. It is evil speaking, Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander, which is evil speaking, be put away from you, along with all malice. And Colossians 3:8. But now you must put them all away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. For because it is the tongue, out of all your other body parts, that stains or defiles the whole body, which leads to the defilement of the walk or course of your life. The tongue is a fire, it is a blaze, it brings down entire forest, and it stains the whole of who you are. Mark 7:20-23 says, and he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Thus, the defilement of the mouth with the defilement of the whole body, this is the way of one's sinful nature, of one's unbelief. This defilement, this course of life, as the scripture said here, it comes from Satan. It is from hell. These are those who are the unbelievers and truly must start with repentance of their sins, according to the gospel that James would have been preaching them. James was preaching to his brethren, but he knew he was preaching to both believers and unbelievers. And then the rest of the 7-12. For every kind of bird and beast, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed, and has been tamed by mankind, but no human can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. These are more analogies that James uses describing the defilement of the tongue. 7 and 8, James compares the taming of all manner of beasts, meaning to bring them under control, some form of a control, to not being able to tame the tongue. You can tame everything out there in nature, basically, he's saying. We know that's an extreme. But yet, we can bring a great beast. You can go to the circus, and you can see the elephant stand on two legs and do everything that they tell him to do. What a great controlling effect that is. And yet, we can't control this little thing. That's what James is speaking of. James adds it is a restless, unruly, uncontrollable evil full of deadly poison. Romans 3:13-14. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asp is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. The uncontrolled tongue is filled with a defiling poison. And James continues. Blessings versus cursings. With the tongue we bless God, we bless Him as Father, as Lord. But we curse men in the image of God. At one point we can lift up all the blessings and praises, and at the same point, it's like being two-sided. At the same time, or just after, we praise those blessings. Maybe it's just after you walk out the door on Sunday afternoon, and you're tearing somebody down. That can't be. That cannot be. We cannot praise. We cannot bless. And then have the cursings come all out of our mouth. Brothers, this ought not to so. James is straight to the point. And he continues with the analogies. So if you haven't figured out by now, he has really set the framework for a believer and an unbeliever, for what should be coming out of a believer's mouth. And he tells us what that should be by telling us what should not come out of the mouth. He compares salt, water, and fresh. You can't have them both. If you're in the ocean, bobbing around, you can't stick your head down there and expect it to taste like this. You're not going to get the fresh water from the salt water. And then he spoke of the salt pond. It's not going to give you fresh water. Or if it's fresh water, it's not going to give you salt water. And then he speaks of the grapevine. The grapevine is not going to bear figs. And the fig tree cannot bear olives. Christian is going to bear good fruit. The unsaved will bear evil fruit, if you will, but literally they'll be barren with no fruit. One is good and useful, the other, in contrast, is useless, good for nothing. As we closed out chapter 2, and with these first 12 verses of chapter 3, James is describing what a believer's faith, what his works, and what proceeds out of his mouth should look and sound like. At the same time describing what the unbeliever's faith, works, and that which proceeds out of their mouth will look and sound like. We may not be able to tame the tongue with perfect control, but this we can do. We can seek and set our thoughts on the things above, not the things of this world. We can pray that we're able to take every thought captive. We can practice being quick to hear and slow to speak. In a similar manner, to be quick to read and reread that which is written and slow to hit sin. I made those up. They didn't have texting when James wrote what he wrote. They didn't have posting. There were no blogs. So we have to have that this day and age. It's real for us. Don't think what you send on paper or on text or on some wavelength traveling around the world is any different than what comes out of here. If you do, my goodness, you are deceiving and fooling yourself. And always pray day and night that God will set a guard over your mouth and keep watch over the door of your lips. Pray it for yourselves and pray it for your brothers and sisters. Remember the bit connected to the mouth, connected to the reins, it brought about control. The rudder connected to the ship, connected to the pilot's control, it brought about control. It starts with the bit, and it started with the rudder. The heart, connected to the tongue, will bring about control of the body. It all begins in the heart. Do we need to do a heart check from time to time? Yeah, I think so. Do we need to do some self-examinations of what's proceeding from our mouth? Yes, I know so. Would we want to have what we said that shouldn't have been said for a week played back for us? No. I don't think we would. But we know who our Lord and Savior is. We know what should proceed out of our mouths. And we know what shouldn't. Let's pray that God is truly guarding our mouths and what comes out of it. And that's always our prayer. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for the text this morning. I thank you for Mother